Over the last several decades, America's workplaces have seen tremendous change. So, too, America's families. Women today make up more than half the people receiving paychecks. Working mothers are primary breadwinners in almost 40% of families. How are working moms, their families, and their employers navigating these changes? The magazine Working Mother set out to explore that question earlier this year. An online survey was conducted in June with 4,600 individuals taking part. The results are being released today in conjunction with the 25th annual Working Mother Report on the 100 Best Companies. One finding of the study? Moms who view their work as a career are happier and more satisfied than those who see their work as a job and work primarily for a paycheck. That difference held regardless of the size of the paycheck. Jennifer Owens is Working Mother's Senior Director for Editorial Research and Initiatives. She has also worked as a journalist covering education and business trends. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So women who see work as more than a job are happier. Women who see their work as a career are happier. Why?
Because I think that if you're working just for a paycheck, there's no sense of fulfillment or that your work is meaningful. And it's that sense of that your work means something, that you are growing, either if you're advancing or just growing your skills, that really gives you a better sense of who you are and what you're doing it for.
And does that affect the satisfaction women who see their jobs as careers experience in other areas of their lives?
Yes, it's we were surprised to see how far it ripples out. It goes to your relationship with your partner, that you are more apt to say that you're happy with the way you're splitting the workload at home. You have a better sense of the prospects for your children, your own prospects of where your work is going, and it just kind of has a sense. You even have a better sense of how you're taking care of yourself, even if you don't have enough time to do it as well as you might want to.
Hmm. So in other words, women who see their work as a career see value in what they do and who they are.
Most definitely. And I think that they not only see it in themselves, they demand it of others.
Hmm. What was the range of occupations held by women who responded to the survey?
Oh, it was broad. It was a national survey. We used a sampling firm that makes sure that we're getting a very broad spectrum across the country. And when we're talking about the career versus paycheck, we had people responding, talking about getting, we had people who saw their work as just a job that were making $200,000 a year, and people who saw their work as a career at $20,000 a year. It didn't matter what the salary was. It's all about how you see it and how you're respected at your own work.
Did that come as a surprise to you at Working Mother?
Yes. My boss, Carol Evans, launched Working Mother and the Working Mother 100 Best Companies a few decades ago, and it almost knocked her off her chair. She's like, this is it. This is it. We've been saying this all along, but it's true that the value that women's work is a career, that's what's powerful.
So who else was surveyed? Who else responded to the survey besides women?
We talked to men, we talked to dads, we talked to stay-at-home moms, working moms, women without children. We put groups in the buckets so we could see the differences between each group. And we saw things like at work, the best allies for working mothers, the people who give the highest marks to working mothers as a group, are actually male managers. They are more positive about working mothers than the working mothers themselves.
Why?
And they'll say that working. Yeah, I know. These are the things that, like, really? They are the ones that are reporting to us that they see working mothers as the ones that they can go to. They'll get the job done. They'll travel if they have to. They'll take stretch assignments. The male managers are on the ground. They see what's happening, and they know, you know, what is it that, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. Working mothers are busy.
Mm. Since the first working mother list of the 100 best companies came out 25 years ago, have companies gotten better at providing good experiences for women at work?
Well, the 100 best have. I live in a bit of a bubble that I get to talk to the 100 best companies, you know, and they're talking to me about how to make women feel fulfilled, how to recruit, how to retain, how to advance. They have led the way. They discuss the, you know, these are humongous companies. It's Deloitte. It's Bank of America. These are big, humongous companies. And so when they say they can do flexibility at work, it resonates through the country. So I would like to say, yes, it's gotten better. Certainly, working moms are more apt to bring their whole self to work. 25 years ago, you kind of didn't want to say that you had kids. You wanted to kind of keep it, you know, like, I'm one of the boys. Now, not only can working mothers typically, I mean, there's always a bad situation, but typically working moms can be working moms at work, and dads can be working dads.
When it came to the questions surrounding who earns more, what did you learn?
Oh, we learned that in theory, when it's just theoretical, everybody's very high positive rates on it's okay for the woman to earn more. But the minute the woman actually is earning more, both men and women, it comes down their comfort level with that. Women are still outranking men for being more positive at that situation. But it's funny that once it goes from theory to reality, it all kind of comes down.
What kinds of benefits do working mothers, in fact, working parents, find most attractive? A moment ago, you mentioned flexibility. Is that a big one?
Oh, flexibility. And I think it's big for everyone. It's not a working mother issue. It's an everybody issue. We hear it from mature workers who are thinking about kind of, you know, I need to keep working or I want to keep working, but I want to have more flexibility to maybe go somewhere for the summer, that sort of thing. Younger workers do not want to, like, deposit the rest of their life to the curb to work. So it's everybody wants flexibility, and that's the key to basically anybody doing it. And certainly as a working mother myself, flexibility is the only way that I can do it all.
Yeah. So what are the implications, bottom line, for employers?
I think that they need to be aware of the thought of, are their employees feeling valued? Do they see their work as a career? Are there places for them to communicate that there are futures for all your employees, that you're going somewhere, that you can improve your skills? Because you'll get so much more out of your employees. They'll be not only just happier, but I think they'll be more productive, because if you're having a happier, if you have a better sense of yourself, and then it translates to home, then you're going to have less problems at home, which fewer absenteeism. It's just, I think that you'll just get so much more out of your employees if you can communicate how this job is a career.
Yeah. Thinking of home, are these things that are coming together leading to a change in attitude regarding the important work that is done in the home, be it caring for children or housekeeping, perhaps being it caring for adults?
I think that certainly we see it in the 100 best that elder care issues become more and more important when they're looking at, like, their dependent care dollars. They're thinking about employees who are dealing with elder care issues. So I know the employers are thinking that way now too. I think that this research shows that men, increasingly, we hear it all the time, men are spending more time as dads, you know, with their children. And I think with so many women working, you're bound to have, if you have a working dad, you probably have a working mom, and you both need to figure out a way to balance it.
Mm. All the things that we've talked about this afternoon, Jennifer, are they leading women, men, and employers to rethink what it means to be successful?
Oh, I think so. We did a story in our October issue with the 25th anniversary of the Working Mother 100 Best, talking about what is it for success. Our feeling is that success to women is more nuanced than it is for men. And it's, you know, we never want to say that women can't be the same kind of success as men, but we just have different responsibilities historically. And now, and the men are coming up fast behind us, of success is not only title and power and the number of people who report to you, but it's also the ability to make it to your second grade parents meeting at 8:45 in the morning, or the Little League game, or whatever. That success is, it's nuanced. It's not just power and money.
Jennifer Owens, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Owens of Working Mother Magazine. You'll find a link to the Career versus Paycheck study and the magazine's list of the 100 best companies 2010 at our website, WILL.illinois.edu.